You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Got a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about UV light. And you know how we've been talking about UVA and UVB and UVB be for bad? Well, UVA may just be as bad, and we really need to do something about tanning beds. We're also going to talk about how kids that watch more TV, especially the diabetic kids, their sugars go up. Just coincidentally, they're watching TV makes their sugars go up. We need to talk about that. We also need to talk about how texting while driving has been extremely dangerous, and we are really underestimating the danger of our kids texting while they are driving. Also, a lot of other cool news today that we're going to talk about, but I want to open up the phone lines. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. You can, of course, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And, of course, emails. We take your emails at drdahlia.com. We try to get to them every show. If we can't, I try to answer you back personally. All right. So, you know, interesting here with diabetic kids, they tested type 1 diabetic kids. Now, these are kids that are born that don't produce enough insulin. And unfortunately, they could be very, very sickly kids. They could die unless they get insulin injected into them pretty regularly. And they found that these kids who spent hours in front of a TV or a computer had poorer blood sugar control. Now, is it the actual screen time? Is it because of them not exercising, them not playing outside and you know, doing things? But they say that on average, I mean, their glycohemoglobin, and we've talked about glycohemoglobin, and we'll review it in a second, was 9.3%, more than 8.5%, who, of course, didn't spend as much time in front of kids who didn't spend as much time from the screen. Now, of course, you know, a lot of kids, like my kids, they get hungry. They love to sit in front of the TV and eat. And I see these commercials, these, you know, quarter-pound burgers and these drippy cheese and the nachos. And, I mean, I get hungry. I like watching Hell's Kitchen and MasterChef, a lot of the Chef Ramsay, Gordon Ramsay shows, and I get hungry watching the lamb, and so, I mean, I could definitely see why TV does that. That's no surprise to us. We've been talking about TV increasing our appetite and causing less activity. Now, what we do with our kids is we make them exercise when they watch TV. They have to do about a mile or two on the treadmill. Then they could sit and enjoy the program. Now, we have a treadmill right in front of the television. I mean, it's not very attractive, but we exercise. We have to do maybe, you know, hip rolls and arm stretches and, you know, crunches. But we have to do some sort of exercise, you know, for at least the first 30 minutes to hour. And then we get to kick back, enjoy some of our show, and then shower, go to bed, etc. So we really need to incorporate more exercise into TV time. But, you know, it's a great trick for a lot of my adults. A lot of my adults say, look, Dahlia, I'm exhausted. I get up at 5 in the morning to get ready for work. I have the commute. I get to work 7, 8 in the morning. I work. I come home at 6 o'clock at night. I have to cook dinner. I cook dinner. I'm exhausted by 7, 8 o'clock at night. Deal with the kids' homework. How am I supposed to exercise? How am I supposed to get in that hour of exercise a day, which we always talk about? And then, of course, now they're even adding vigorous exercise 3 times a week on top of that. How do I do that? I'm exhausted. There's no time. Well, one thing I tell people to do is, you know, when you are starting to relax and watch TV, you could do commercial time exercises. So if you're, of course, your heart can handle it and you've been tested, et cetera, let's say you don't have a lot of money and you don't want to, you know, spend money on a gym membership, you don't have time to go to the gym, you don't want to spend money on having a treadmill in your house. I think ours cost $500, but I got to tell you, we got our money's worth because that treadmill has been around for a good few years, and that, you know, when you look at your gym fees, it's great, plus the whole family's using it. We've got a family of 4 using that treadmill. But one thing you could do is, let's say you're watching American Idol or X Factor or Glee or Dancing with the Stars. Every time there's a commercial, you get up and you have to run in place. or you have to do arm circles, or you have to do crunches. As soon as the commercials are over, you could sit back on the couch and relax and watch your show. But every commercial, you have to get up and exercise. So if you think about it, if there's 3-4 minutes of commercial, you could even do it with my show. During my show's commercial, you could exercise and, you know, you work, yeah. And then you could sit back down and listen. I mean, I don't want anybody doing Kegeling right now, you know. I mean, you know, you could, there's a lot of exercise you could do while watching TV. You know, you could do leg lifts. You could, you know, suck in your stomach, butt crunches. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things you could do. But if you want to relax and try to recoup from the day, then work out during the commercials. And adding 3-4 minutes times, you know, six, you see how you could easily get close to a half hour workout in. Remember, we just have to get an hour of workout. I mean, we need more, obviously, but if you could get an hour of exercise a day, including folding laundry, mowing outside, doing gardening, etc., which a lot of you do on the weekends, that's something you could do. I mean, we got to come up with tricks of the trade. We have to. We're getting too obese. We're gaining too much weight. And you know, we like to eat. You know, a study came out yesterday saying that, actually, I think it came out early this morning, that, you know, Cheesecake Factory, you know, a lot of these restaurants, they offer now skinny meals, you know, a skinny section on the menu. And when they've been asking the restaurants about their revenues, the restaurants are saying, you know what, the salads aren't selling. People still want the burgers. People still want the cheesecake. Now, not all of these restaurants disclosed the revenue, et cetera, but like McDonald's, for an example, they wouldn't disclose the revenue, but they said, look, yes, we have a healthy menu. We have the oatmeal. We have the salads, but people want the burgers. I mean, I know Michelle Obama wants to get on everyone's cases and, you know, get on all the restaurants to, you know, post the, you know, caloric content. And I like the idea of the caloric content being made available. I don't like the idea of mandating it in front of your face. I want to eat my burger or cheesecake without having to look at 2,560 calories. You know, I like the idea of it being available in the booklet, and I could grab the booklet on my way out. I like that. But, you know, we Americans, we still want to eat the way we eat, want to eat. I'm not saying that's a good thing. But if you want to eat the way you eat, you're going to have to burn it off by exercising. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Freeze Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy four-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, your emails at drdahlia.com, and of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right, so UV rays. Now, we've been talking about UV rays with tanning beds, where people were panicking about skin cancer with tanning beds, and they were saying, but look, the UVB are the bad kind. The UVA causes wrinkles, and, you know, can, cause aging, but it's the UVB that causes the sunburns, and those are the ones that cause the DNA damage. Well, researchers actually found, the UVA does too. See, I always thought that. I was always like, really? You know, is it that specific to just the UVB? But you see, what's interesting is UVB is blocked by glass, right? And, can be blocked by certain things, even though it penetrates deeper. UVA isn't. So if UVA can actually cause DNA damage and cell damage, and it's not blocked by glass, and a lot of us drivers that have our arm next to the window, right, are at risk for cancer, we've seen that. We see men usually have cancer more on their left arm. Women seem to have more cancer on their right leg because of the sun exposure being in the car. Now, of course, sunscreen helps. Staying away from tanning beds. Tanning beds is a crap load of UVA being bombarded with you, but on you, and but it's something that something that we all need to be careful of and watch. So don't assume just because one thing can cause DNA damage that the other thing that's very close to it doesn't. I would just say, you know, kind of take a more conservative approach and just say, you know, same thing with texting and driving. I think I want, you know, our teenagers and even our adults to just put the cell phone down. All right, texting and emailing is even worse when you drive. They're finding that's actually a lot more dangerous than previously thought. All right, apparently Texas A&M University's Texas Transportation Institute did a study, and they said when you text while driving, it doubles a driver's reaction time. Obviously, then you can't respond to some sudden dangers. Now, what they did is they took 42 drivers between the ages of 16 and 54. They had them drive on an 11-mile test track course while sending or receiving text messages. And then they drove it again while focusing completely on the road. Drivers were asked to stop when they saw a flashing yellow light, and their reaction times were recorded. Easy test. They said the time it took a driver who was not texting to respond to the flashing light was 1 to 2 seconds. Slam, you know, slow down, some of the brakes, do what you're supposed to do. However, the driver that was texting, the reaction time was twice, 3 to 4 seconds. And the texting motorist was 11 times more likely to just miss the flash altogether. So if you're receiving the text versus texting out, I mean, it could be deadly, people. All right, so they say the act of reading and writing the text message is equally impairing and equally dangerous. Yes, 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 we get that. Then I think what they also did was they had no hills, no pedestrians, and the texting drivers were still swerving. And they found that the participants driving at 30 miles an hour with very wide lanes still had many close calls. I mean, I think it is so dangerous. But, you know, the problem is, a lot of us, we have very long commutes. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and they just passed a no cell phone, no texting ban law, which, I could appreciate. You know, as a doctor, I could appreciate. I think there's a lot of accidents around where I live, and I think the cell phone is a big part of it. I mean, you know, if you think about it, you get your tweets, your Facebook dings, your emails, you get voicemail. And you see, I have a smartphone, I have an iPhone. And so you need to look. It's not like you could with the feel. With the older cell phones, you could flip. You could feel the buttons. You knew where the 5 was, so then you could figure out where the 1 was. You know, you could make your calls without looking at the keypad. Now with the smartphone, you need to do the slide, and then you need to hit the right button, and then you need to, I mean, so you actually need to look at your phone. Plus then type, you need to pull up the keyboard. I mean, it's horrible. So smartphones have obviously made this worse in terms of, you know, making you a little bit more distracted, even though I'm a huge fan of smartphones, not when it comes to driving. And now what we're noticing since the ban in our city, people are pulling off onto the shoulder of a busy freeway to address the phone call, to address the text, address the email. I mean, come on, people. You know, I mean, the problem is once you give us something, it's hard to take away. I mean, you've given us the power to communicate and the power to communicate within seconds. And it's very frustrating because a lot of people don't realize in other states that I have the cell phone ban. Like, I had to make a very important call, to somebody today, and we had a very, very small amount of time to do it. And I chose not to, you know, drive, of course, because of the law. I'm not going to drive and do the phone call. I'm going to stay home. Now, of course, if I was able to drive during the phone call and get to work, I wouldn't then be late for work. So I stayed home. We did the phone call. We kind of rushed through it. But my fear was if he called me when I was driving and I didn't pick up, even though we had this phone call appointment, that could be pretty rude of me. And then I'd have to wait a whole 20, 25 minutes until I could tell him, look, I didn't mean to be rude. It's just I wasn't allowed to make the call. And so, you know, people are expecting that you will pick up the phone. People are expecting you will text back. There's this behavior now we have that we've evolved to the point where socially, and we need to respond within a certain time. I mean, if people leave a Facebook message and you don't respond back, or if you don't like or dislike their Facebook post, or if you don't email back, I mean, I even got caught up in it. I had a physician assistant, a PA, and she really didn't like to deal with the cell phone. So I would email her, and I would say, you know, make sure I would consider this on this type of disease process, consider this, and no word back. You'd get no response. you know, and then I would use initials because I don't want to, you know, put any patient information on emails. I would, you know, on BS, you know, did you make sure to order a hereditary hemochromatosis, things like that. No response. Now, you know, in medicine, you need a response. If I can't call her and I can't text her because she doesn't want to use up the minutes, then you have to email me back. I mean, this is, you know, this is life or death here. And I would get very frustrated by the lack of communication. You know, you get used to it. I don't know how they did things years ago. But we're a very, very spoiled world right now. We want to communicate then and now. We want to receive communication. We want to receive feedback on our communication. And we are slaves to our cell phones, to our email, to our text messages, to our instant messaging. We're slaves to it. I don't know how we did things in the olden days. But the problem is we're having more and more accidents based on that. You know, we're having a little bit less drinking and driving, they say. With the economy, people aren't affording their alcohol, so we're getting less drinking and driving, but we're getting more of these issues. And it is. It's difficult. You have an hour commute. I mean, I lived in L.A. My commute was easily an hour. What do you do if the babysitter's trying to call you with your kid? Well, you're going to have to pull over. I could see myself pulling over 20 times before I get home. So it's going to be kind of interesting, interesting to see. Now, speaking of technology, and, of course, we're still all mourning the loss of Steve Jobs and the amazing work he did with Apple. We talked a little bit about his life story. He was adopted, and it was one of his teenage buddies that he started Apple with. He actually worked for Hewlett-Packard and Atari, too, before he started Apple. But anyway, one of his achievements, of course, was the iPad. And we all love the iPad. iPad is the newest craze. But from a medical perspective, what's amazing about the iPad is it has been proven to help kids with severe vision impairments. There's a condition called cortical vision impairment, where it's a severe neurological disorder causing brain damage that leaves a lot of children virtually blind, and they can't interpret visual information. And what they did was they gave 15 toddlers with this condition iPads. And these toddlers, they're about 3 to 4 years old. They did an app called Baby Finger, in which the kids can tap images and colored shapes that appear on a white background. It's a light box with this app where these colors come up, and they found that these kids were able to do the app and see the lights, and, I mean, their face just lit up with being able to do this. Now, I don't know, I haven't seen this app. I probably would have to buy it to, you know, take a look at it, and so I'm going to look at that. I like my free apps, but fascinating if you could use an iPad to help train somebody with cortical visual impairment to see. I mean, just absolutely phenomenal stuff. Also, when we come back for break, I want to talk about this invisible cloak. This is like 007 stuff where they were able to actually make something invisible using technology. This is just fascinating stuff. We're going to be talking about that. Also, when we come back on break, I want to clarify what happened with Stanford Hospital and this breach of medical records. Also, Cialis has now been approved for not only erectile dysfunction, but benign prostatic hyperplasia in large prostate. Now, a lot of us over age 60, half of us actually have enlarged prostates. And they actually found that those people taking both erectile dysfunction medicines and this medicine seem to help. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and recrash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, it was really concerning when a couple months ago Stanford Hospital had a breach with 20,000 emergency room patients. What had happened, if you remember, is patients' information, I believe their birthdays and billing codes, et cetera, were online accidentally for months, close to a year, and nobody noticed until August of this year. Well, they found out what happened. What happened is these 20,000 patients' information was sent to a billing company. The marketing agent of the billing company had put it on a spreadsheet and sent it to a woman who was considering for a short-term job. Well, this lady looked at the spreadsheet, was supposed to do something with it, I think turn it into bar graph and charts, et cetera, right? And it had names, admission dates, diagnosis codes, billing charges, et cetera. And I guess she needed help. So the lady that was applying for the marketing job for the billing collector, right, goes to studentoffortune.com. Now, this is a website that in which you could, I guess, ask for help and pay somebody to help you with your project. Well, nobody ends up paid to help her. She does a project by herself, eventually doesn't get the job. But the spreadsheet stayed online on this studentoffortune.com website for close to a year until actually one of the patients discovered it, and then all hell broke loose. So, I mean, it's frustrating, and I've talked about this on the show earlier this evening, and I've talked about this multiple times, how I can't stand the fact that our billing codes and diagnosis codes need to be in the hands of billing collectors and hospitals and insurance companies and people processing claims. You know, if the doctor did the work, if the hospital did the work, we should say, we did this work, this is what you pay us for, right? And then you could always do audits and things like that. But to, you know, in our cybersphere, plaster these codes and allow breaches that have obviously happened, and this was an absolute horrible breach. I mean, look how many hands touch your private medical information, right? You go to the hospital, okay? You have to fill out your paperwork. You fill out your paperwork, you hand it to the front desk. The front desk then puts it into the computer. Then the nurse gets it, or the triage nurse gets it. Then the nurse gets it. Then the doctor gets it. Then the doctor may do an electronic link to the pharmacy, or the doctor goes back to the nurse. The nurse goes back to administration. Administration has to send it to admitting because you're going to be going into the hospital, staying overnight. Admitting gets your information. Admitting has to process the information. Then it has to go up to the third floor of the hospital. Then the third floor of the hospital gets it. Then let's say the social worker needs to be involved because of payment and issues of you paying for what you need and for discharge. Then the social worker gets the information. Then the hospital pharmacy gets the information. You know, and so many people are dealing with the – now, I know somebody could say, well, look, obviously we need the diagnosis because we need to tell the nurses and, you know, but the computer – the change of hands, the transmissions, it just mind boggles me. I don't understand how they're going to be able to keep all this private when we go to a mandated computerized system. I mean, I understand we need to because of cost and because we're really killing the trees, and I love trees. I hate seeing, you know, the tree graveyard like we have in multiple offices where, you know, so many charts and so much paper have been going through. But I also can't stand the fact, I mean, look, the CIA, the Senate was hacked this year. If somebody could hack the Senate and the CIA, don't you think they could hack a hospital's medical records? And already they say identity theft, one of the highest forms of identity theft is medical identity theft. So, I don't know. All right. Well, let's switch gears. I want to talk about this. This is some really, really cool scientific news. All right. Apparently researchers have developed an invisibility cloak. Now, we are talking 007 cool. Remember one of the 007 movies? I think it was The World Is Not Enough, where it was a Pierce Brosnan 007 movie where he was with Halle Berry, and they were kind of in Iceland where it was really cold, and he had his fancy schmancy car. I don't know what car it was. I don't think it was an Aston Martin. It was maybe, who knows, DeLorean, I don't know. And anyway, he was able to click a button and make it invisible. So that's what I picture. Now, of course, we aren't there yet with technology, but what scientists were able to do at the University of Dallas in Texas used the whole mirage concept. You know, when you see a mirage in the desert, they were able to use that concept to actually make something invisible. This is absolutely phenomenal how they did it. Now, let's just quickly review what the mirage concept is. Okay, let's say you're in the desert and you're walking around in the heat. What happens is there's a big change in temperature over a small distance. You get a bending of the ray of light. Now, you see that when you see those waves. You know when you look you know, far into the distance, or you'll even see this in movies where you see kind of the waves. And that's because you have the very hot ground, then you have the atmosphere and you have the air, and so you get bending of light. You get bending of light. You know, we also see that when you shoot light into a pool or a thing of water. It bends light when you go through the different densities. But anyway, that's not the whole mirage concept, but you've all seen bent light. So what happens is you're out there in the desert, you have this light bending, some blue from the sky gets reflected off the ground, and you end up processing the image but making sense of it. And your brain decides to process this blue round image as maybe a pool. Now, we talked about this earlier this evening in previous hours of the show. A true mirage isn't an oasis with all these trees and mermaids or women in bikinis and wine and Coors beer. When they show these mirages on TV and in commercials, you know, they really exaggerate it and over embellish. But you could very easily see droplets of water, pools of water, because it's a reflection of the light from the sun. So what they did is researchers found a material that needed to obviously conduct heat, quickly transfer it to surrounding areas, distort the temperature gradient, and shoot out the rays refract the rays of light. What they found were sheets of carbon nanotubes. Now, these carbon nanotubes, okay, are one molecule thick sheets of carbon that are wrapped up into a cylindrical tube. All right. Now, they have the density of air but the strength of steel, but they're excellent conductors. So what they were able to do is heat these nanotubes up. They lined them up in front of an object, and this is on my Facebook. There's the actual YouTube video of this. It's incredible. They lined it up in front of the object, and they heated it up through electrical stimulation. They heated it to the point that the steep temperature gradient was generated. It caused the light rays to bend away, and then it concealed the object behind it. So then the object appeared invisible. Fascinating stuff. The only thing is I don't know how long it took. I don't know how long it takes to heat these up. You know, I mean, I don't know how they would do this if you want to have like an actual cloak, you know, or like Lord of the Rings, put a ring on you and then turn invisible. I don't know if that would work with this. But they set up a sheet of these nanotubes, heated them up to the point where they had the temperature gradient. It reflected the rays of light, and you could actually see something become invisible with it. Just fascinating. And that's how they can make things invisible. You have to reflect the light. I've always been interested in magic, and I love trying to learn how magic tricks are done, but they really do play with refraction. They do. They have to play with light images. Now, you know, what could this mean from a medical standpoint? Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, if you want to make your medical bills go away, I'm sure you could, you know, stick those behind the screen. I mean, you know, I'd like to get rid of a couple blemishes, some facial hair, my unibrow. I'd love to make the little part in between my eyebrows that I always have to wax go away. If I could get rid of my unibrow, that would be nice. All right, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, we're going to get to your emails, your medical questions. I cannot wait. But please call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big BERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
Oh, yeah. This girl,
why don't woman... On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right. So the FDA today approved, which is good news for a lot of people, Cialis, which is an erectile dysfunction drug used for enlarged prostates. Half of men over 60 have enlarged prostates. They're on the alpha reductase inhibitors or the adrenergic blockers, and they aren't getting the relief that they need to. And they found that many of these people taking Cialis, which is a medicine for erectile dysfunction, daily had improvement in symptoms. Now, we don't know why the Cialis improves the symptoms. Maybe it's because as it increases blood flow to the penis, it increases blood flow to the bladder and to the prostate. Because remember, as the prostate enlarges, it squeezes on the urethra, which is the tube from the bladder to the outside world. So so if we open that up, and if you get increased blood flow and maybe it decides to open up or relax, then you end up having less symptoms. We talked about extensively earlier this evening about prostate symptoms, enlarged prostate symptoms, having difficulty with your stream, having to push, getting up a lot in the middle of the night. You could also have issues like, kidney stones, bladder stones. If you're getting back pressure, if you're not able to pass your urine, the pressure could cause issues. Now, the Cialis they're talking about is the 5 milligram once a day dose. Some of you take 10 milligrams once every 72 hours. You have a great weekend. That was Cialis's claim to fame. As opposed to Viagra, where you have to take it the night you need it, Cialis could kind of give you assistance over 72 hours, but many people opted for the daily dose, and the FDA has approved the daily dose for benign prostatic hyperplasia or enlarged prostate. So that's going to be interesting. Whether insurance are covered or not, that's a whole other story. All right, let's go to your emails at drdahlia.com. Doctor, I get canker sores in my mouth every few months. They are so painful and take forever to go away. Any suggestions? Yeah, canker sores, those are rough, and it's funny. I would say the average amount of days are 10 days. These canker sores, they sit there for 7 to 10 days, and it's miserable. They hurt. You know, some doctors say, well, it's herpes. It's not herpes all the time. And we have a couple different types of herpes. You got type 1 herpes, which is the oral. You have type 2. Type 1 herpes could cause cold sores, which are outside of the mouth, on the lip and outside of the skin, but herpetic canker sores would be on the gums, could be on the tongue, but they usually have clusters and they're usually very, very tiny. Many aphthous ulcers or canker sores, we don't know what causes them. It could be from a bacteria, it could be from a virus, but the fact that they're self-limiting and they go away and they kind of have a predictable course makes me think there really is a viral etiology. And maybe there is a class of herpes that causes it, all right? So, what do you do? Well, of course, we always say don't eat on that side because it's very, very painful. But it stinks when you get them on both sides, especially when you get them under the tongue. That's absolutely miserable. So, there's a few things. I mean, if we think it's viral, we could put you on an antiviral. I've also noticed that my patients will get canker sores when they're sick. So I'm treating them for a bacterial infection. Because they're stressed, they end up getting these canker sores. A lot of viruses come out when you're sick. And so I noticed sometimes we could shave a couple days off with antibiotics, which is why one theory is there's bacteria infection. I'll have some patients say, they'll go, Dahlia, I bit the inside of my mouth, and now I have a canker sore. Was it because the canker sore grew virally at the area that was weak or vulnerable, or is your mouth full of bacteria? And it is. No way to sterilize the mouth. Your mouth has bacteria, healthy bacteria, but bacteria nonetheless. And did the bacteria infect where you bit? And that's why now you have a canker sore. So, usually if somebody has continued canker sores, we like to make sure their B12, zinc, folate, iron levels are good. We like to make sure it's not a repeated injury issue like braces, something you're doing with your toothbrushes. We want to make sure it's not a food sensitivity. Sometimes you think you have a canker sore, but it's your tongue being very hypersensitive, the papillae of the tongue being kind of inflamed, and that could be because a lot of you notice this with melons. You'll eat melons or strawberries or kiwi, and then your tongue hurts. Pineapple will do it too. Those aren't canker sores then. Chocolate, coffee, nuts, cheese could do it too. Also, if you have like celiac disease or Behçet's disease and inflammatory disease, AIDS, etc., those could also cause those. Not that I want to freak you out, but sometimes people that get these multiple times, we want to look. Now, it's frustrating because I see these sources always say, look, just because you have canker sores, it's not herpes. But I can't tell you how many times my patients will take an antiviral. Maybe it's not herpes, but I still think there could be a viral etiology to that. All right, so what could we do? Well, one thing that I used to prescribe was this dental paste that had a steroid in it. Now, what you would do is you'd put the dental paste on it, and it would form a seal on there. Now, the seal eventually wears off, but it gives my patients a few hours. It's a Kenalog dental paste. You could also use Oragel, Aura Base. That has benzocaine. It's a topical numbing medicine. There's also, like, baby Oragel. Again, we don't want you to overdo it. You know, sometimes they'll actually, if it's really bad, give you steroids, like oral steroids. Or they'll even give you... you know, some people even play around with like a Tagamet, Zantac. I don't use those for that, but I know some people do. If you're deficient in B12, zinc, B6, deficient in folic acid, they may do that too. But, you know, it's frustrating because a lot of people, they get these in waves. And you just wonder, what is it? Is it a stress? You know, what's going on? So, I mean, good luck with them. I know you have to suffer. But I think the Kenalog dental paste, again, it doesn't cure, but it's nice. It's small. It's easy to do. You could walk around with a little tube in your pocket. So as you start having issues, you could put it on before you eat. Wait, of course, for it to harden. It forms that little paste on there, and then you're able to eat on the other side. All right? And Oragel, you could do the same. All right, great. Dr. Dahlia, I injured my ankle 3 months ago, and it still swells. What do you think could be going on? All right, well, if your ankle is swelling after 3 months, I'd probably recommend you have an orthopedist look at it or you get an MRI. I mean, it sounds like you probably, you know, must have sprained it, and sometimes these sprains can't heal. Remember, we walk. And if you weren't off your ankle and off your foot, you know, for 3 months, not that would ever tell you to do that, there's a very good chance you might have never healed or caused a re-injury. Now, I still would recommend an x-ray. I doubt you have a stress fracture. I doubt they'd even be able to see much of a fracture at the three-month mark if it was a stress. A larger fracture, they could see a healing fracture. But, you know, if you sprained it, I see this a lot with the sprains. People say, Dahlia, I sprained it. It still swells. Am I re-spraining it? Is it the same sprain? Well, you need to get an MRI. You need to look at it. They'll probably have you off the ankle for a period of time. Maybe they'll even do a steroid injection, do some physical therapy. But remember, swelling is your body's response, and it's a very healthy response. It gets annoying, and sometimes we actually have to treat it. Remember, the reason why you start to swell is your body doesn't want you to move that joint. When you twist your knee, sprain your knee, twist your ankle, immediately all your inflammatory juices decide to go to the, well, not all of them, but inflammatory juices go to the area they swell because they want to, one, wall off the injury so they could try to repair it, and two, prevent you from moving it. That's why you hurt. That's why it gets stiff. You know, I've jammed my finger playing basketball so many times, and the finger is so, you can't move it. Even if I wanted to, I can't move it because the swelling does that. Now, sometimes you could swell to the point, like if you have cardiac, you know, heart disease, you know, God forbid you have a blood clot, you need to look at the swelling. The swelling is your body's sign of telling you something's wrong. You know, some of us will get an injury and then the leg will start to swell. And we always think of blood clots because things that could predispose you to blood clots, in addition to smoking, a pregnancy, and cancer, is trauma. So you need to have a doctor take a look at it and evaluate you. All right, guys, great show. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, even if I'm not live. And we will answer your questions on air the next day. You all be safe. Take care. Talk to you tomorrow.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video's available at longtermgreen.com.